Thank you for joining us for today's Spotlight. I'm Rebecca Skipper.
And I'm Liz Waid.
The Sahara Desert. It is the world's largest desert. It covers a third of the African continent, an area about the size of the United States. The Sahara Desert is one of the hottest, driest places on Earth. Temperatures may rise over 57 degrees Celsius, and it receives less than 8 centimeters of rain a year.
Over thousands of years, rising and falling winds created the desert. The winds evaporate water from the sand, but these winds rarely bring rain. Natives to the Sahara have given some of the winds special names. Habub is the Arabic name for a wild, sand-carrying wind. Khamsin means 50 days. This wind blows across the Sahara from March through May. The Khamsin wind fills the air with sand.
The Sahara's climate is unkind and cruel. Not many people can survive in such extreme conditions. So imagine racing 243 kilometers across the Sahara sand. Imagine fighting the hot sun, the dry air, and the high winds, all while running. Today's spotlight is on the Marathon de Sable.
The Marathon de Sable is an extreme race. It started in 1986 in Morocco, in Africa. Since then, over 600 people compete in the race each year, and they come from over 30 different countries. But only those people seeking a great challenge enter the race, and only those in the best physical condition finish it. People call the Marathon de Sable the world's toughest foot race, and it is easy to understand why.
The Marathon de Sable is a 7-day race. The race is separated into 6 different parts. The first 3 parts involve running about 32 kilometers each day. In the 4th part, people run about 80 kilometers. The people get 40 hours to run these 80 kilometers. The 5th part is a full marathon. The people must complete just over 42 kilometers. And finally, in the 6th part, runners must run 14 to 19 kilometers to the finish line. In all, runners complete a total of 5 marathons.
People competing in the race must run across all kinds of land. They must run up sand dunes or hills. They must run over salt flats and dried up riverbeds. They must run through rocky, flat desert fields and ancient dried up lakes. Sometimes the runners may even pass through a small desert village.
The people competing in the race must also carry all of their own supplies. They carry a backpack filled only with things they may need. The runners do not want to bring too much. They want the backpack to weigh as little as possible. Many of the runners carry food, a sleeping bag, and clothing for the week.
The runners also carry a snake bite kit to treat snake bites. They carry an emergency blanket. It is not always hot in the desert. At night, temperatures can quickly drop to 3 degrees. Runners also bring a signal mirror and distress flare. They use these things if they get lost. The mirror catches the light of the sun. It shines the light back up so other people may see it. The flare is a fire. Runners can shoot it high into the air.
Finally, and most importantly, the runners also carry their own water. The race officials supply the water. They give the runners only 9 liters of water each day. That is not a lot of water, especially if you are running through the desert. But the runners do not want to carry much more than that. Water adds a lot of weight.
The Marathon des Sables is truly the world's toughest foot race. Each year, many runners must stop early. Their feet are too swollen and painful. Many runners become dehydrated. Their bodies lack enough water to go on. Some runners lose their toenails. Other runners lose their minds. Their minds just stop working. It becomes dangerous for them to stay in the desert. The heat of the desert is too much for some runners. Other runners do not prepare enough for the cold desert nights. And some runners just give up.
However, many runners do make it to the end of the race, and they have stories to share about their experiences. Here are a few runners with their experiences running the Marathon des Sables.
When we set off on the first part of the race, the first shock was the heat. By 9 a.m., it was over 32 degrees. It reached 52 degrees when we were running across the sand hills. In the beginning, I did not drink enough water. I finished the first day with a headache. I could not imagine 6 more days of this.
The land is bad, really bad. Hard, rocky, sandy, and never ending. The size of the Sahara Desert will scare you if you are smart.
The wind was blowing. I could barely see anything. And I was surrounded by 90-meter-high sand hills. That is when I had a little mental breakdown.
I did the Marathon des Sables because I thought it would be a hard race. I was wrong. It was nearly impossible. Everything about the marathon is the hardest, longest, coldest, and hottest.
Not everyone can run in the Marathon des Sables, but some people believe we are all running a hard race, the race of life. Some people compare life to running a race. We are all running our own races. Sometimes the race is easy, and sometimes the race can be very difficult. We may even feel like we are running the Marathon des Sables. We may feel like giving up.
The Bible speaks of this race, the race of life. In the Bible, it says that when the race gets difficult, we should not give up. Instead, we should look to Jesus for help. It says, "Let us throw off any sin that holds on to us so tightly. Let us keep on running the race marked out for us. Let us keep looking to Jesus. He is the creator and perfecter of our faith. He suffered on the cross because of the joy he was looking forward to. Then he sat down at the right hand of God. He put up with attacks from sinners. So think about him. Then you will not get tired. You will not lose hope."
When we look for Jesus, we find him. He helps us run the race of life. He waits for us at the finish line, and he will celebrate with us when we finish it. This program was written and produced by Rebecca Skipper. Computer users can hear more programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called the Marathon des Sables. Shore bajaha.